It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Larry Jensen. Got a few things we're going to cover. We're going to cover, you know, the flooding or the lack thereof. It was kind of a master stroke, and it worked out really well as far as that is concerned for our area. Maybe some road projects, a small grant that they've got to fix one of the roads that we'll talk about. And then the county fair. We'll just kind of tease that towards the end and talk about that. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today.
Thank you, Dave, for allowing us to be part of this.
Let's start off with, we all were worried about going into springtime. We all were concerned with flooding issues. And as it kind of stood, we didn't really have any major problems in the area, did we?
No, we didn't. And that was something that those experts that deal with this all the time felt like we were going to be in good shape. So the goal was to see how much snow was on the mountain. It was estimated there was enough snow packed to fill Schofield Reservoir 2.5 times. And so as the snow started to melt, the goal was to let water out of Schofield at the same time that the snow was beginning to melt, and then to watch White River, the river that goes past Soldier Summit, and as the water in that river rose to a point where we would have some problems down here in Price, then they shut the reservoir back off and didn't let any water out of Schofield while White River flooded. And we could see here in town that water rose way up. And then as we reach a point where the White River drops in its flood state, then we would anticipate that Schofield would fill and top and start running over the spillway. And that occurred just a few days ago. So now if you look at the Price River, it's fairly low. We may see it rise a little bit as more water comes from Schofield through the spillway. But we have not known of any flooding problems, and so those experts, they knew what they were doing, and there were people who had questions about it, but as you see now, the reservoir's full, and we didn't have any flooding here in the valley.
It was one of those things you just trust the people to do the job you pay them for, right?
Yep.
And it worked out, and as you were saying, I believe over the weekend, Schofield started to spill over the spillway, so that means that it's full. That's a good sign. It really and truly is. And there's still a little bit left that's got to come down, I believe.
There is. And the rivers will run high for a while into the summer because of the extra water that's in the ground. And so springs have more water than normal. And we'll see a good float coming into the reservoir.
That's great news as far as for those of us that for those of us that like to have water to drink and to recreate and things like that, that's always good, and to keep our lawns green. So that's a good thing. The other thing that goes on, and they kind of went hand in hand, due to the Bear Fire, there were some potential areas of flooding, and you actually even had some roads that were washed out. And so the NRCS kind of got with you guys, and you had a few places where they fixed some roads and things like that. I know one of them was up Spring Canyon.
Yes. So the NRCS is a federal agency that helps with flood problems, or in this case, problems that occurred because of the Bear Fire. There were four areas of concern. One area was in Crandall Canyon. That's in Price Canyon. And we watched as the Highway 6 was closed several times when it did flood because of the amount of debris and water that came down Crandall Canyon. And so there's a lot of work that occurred up Crandall Canyon that's really not visible. Part of it you will see from Highway 6 as you past Crandall Canyon, you'll see two very large concrete structures that help bring the water down to Highway 6, and UDOT is actually going to install a much larger culvert right there at that canyon. So that'll be a congested area through the summer as they replace that culvert. We also had an area in Bear Canyon where Price River Water Improvement District has a water tank that's associated with the water treatment plant, and also a power substation that Rocky Mountain Power has in there that were in jeopardy of being washed out. And so there was work done there to protect that area. And also in Spring Canyon, one of the larger canyons to the north that runs across the Spring Canyon Road just kept flooding over the top of the road and washing portions of it out. And so those four areas, we did some major work. The NRCS contributes 75% of the cost of that, and UDOT contributed to the work in Crandall Canyon, the lower part. There's a private landowner in the upper part of Crandall Canyon that also had to pay for 25% of the work done there. And then the county and the Rocky Mountain Power and Price River Water Improvement District all pitched in for the match money for Bear Canyon and Spring Canyon. And actually, as of yesterday, those projects are complete. The NRCS inspected them yesterday and found that the work is satisfactory and actually really good. They were happy with it. So we should have not as much damage to roads moving forward.
All right, and another area of concern that is, it's kind of starting to get congested with all the people that are moving out there and all the other things that are going on, is out behind the hospital. You have a new doctor's office that's being built. You had a new string of homes that kind of went in, and that intersection there turning off of, I believe it's, is it Hospital Drive and going out to the fairgrounds? Is that still Hospital Drive?
Or Westwood Boulevard.
Yeah. So that road there and turning out to go to the fairgrounds and all that is very congested and everything. So you guys are going to try and move some things around. You got even a little grant money to try and fix that. And so let's talk about that and out there behind the hospital for just a moment.
Okay, two things happening there. Dr. Beecher is building a new office, a medical office there. And in the process of him coming into the county, we asked him if he wouldn't give us a little bit of his lot to help fix the alignment of Fairgrounds Road and Westwood Boulevard. And he was happy to do that. So our road department has been in there the last few weeks, making it so that as you approach Westwood Boulevard, you're not on an angle to Westwood Boulevard, but you'll be at a right angle. So it's more of a T-looking intersection, making it safer for people to get on and off of Westwood Boulevard. We are also in this calendar year going to have engineering done that would redo the road from the Westwood Boulevard all the way to the fairgrounds. And that is a grant that we get from the Federal Highway Commission. And it's a two-year build out where year one you get the engineering done and year two you perform the work. So you'll see at that intersection, even as of the end of this week, you're going to see some changes there of how you get on and off onto Fairgrounds Road, which we think will make that much safer.
All right, so if you live out there, if you go in that direction quite often, just kind of be you know, be prepared for some changes and kind of keep an eye out and see where things are going to go. And then, of course, we had talked just briefly, and I'll just mention the fact that the county fair is coming, and I will be getting in Commissioner Martinez and the people that are in charge of that. We'll talk about that probably coming up within the next couple of weeks. You were kind of saying we probably need to get all that taken care of, and let's talk about a county fair and those kinds of things. So, Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it, and we're going to let you go, okay?
Thanks, Dave, for giving us a platform here.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.